You've always wanted to go there. And you know it's going to cost a couple hundred dollars. And it could have a, the thought of going to this restaurant just for you turns you on. Like, I really, really feel like, oh, how good I would feel. Aha. Remember when I said the most important thing is feel good now? Aha. That's why I said that. Because the sweet spot is a goal that you know you would feel so good when you get it. And you believe that you can get it. Right now, maybe you only have the ability to look, you keep focusing on this radar screen. And you can see that, you know, I got a Christmas bonus coming up. Maybe I'll get, or I'll get some money for my birthday. So you can see already a way. You're still too focused on the how, but you're thinking about the how. So you're thinking you're already figuring out ways to do it, which makes your belief go up. You see, when you get to unconscious competence, the how becomes irrelevant. And the more you do this, all of a sudden what occurs is any dream, your belief goes sky high because you have no clue of how it's going to happen. You just know from experience that whatever you want happens. But you can't do that now because success builds confidence. So in the beginning, you have to get some successes. Some of you on your list may say, I want to meet a mate. That's my goal. And you may say, look, I know I'll meet a mate. I don't know how. I know it'll happen. I don't know when, but I know it'll happen. So that could be as a goal on your list. And the thought of meeting a mate and being in a passionate, loving relationship, a fulfilling relationship, is really exciting to you. And maybe you have a high level of belief and a high desire for it. And that's in your sweet spot. But let me tell you what's not in the sweet spot. The sweet spot is, I want to start my own business. And when you think about starting your own business, you think about the dream, you think about how much you would enjoy it, you get so fired up about starting your own business. Maybe it's a restaurant or a florist shop or something. And you just get so excited about it. Then when I say, what's your belief that you can achieve this? All of a sudden, all this doubt pops into your head. And you have massive doubt and your belief crashes. That goal right now is not in your sweet spot. The sweet spot has to be a goal that you are really excited about, really fired up about, that you know will make you feel fantastic and you feel good just thinking about it. See, all of these goals and objectives make you feel good when you think about them. So finding a goal in the sweet spot to focus on, or finding something you want, first look at the objective, think about it, it makes you feel good. You're looking for something that makes you feel really good, really excited, really motivated. You need massive desire. Remember Napoleon Hill? Define your dream and get a burning desire for its achievement. So the first question is, which of these dreams do you have a burning desire for? Not just, I'd like to go to that restaurant. So which of the dreams on your list do you have a burning desire for when you think about it? Then, which of the ones that you have a burning desire for do you have a high belief? 8, 9, or 10. Those are the ones in the sweet spot right now. Some of you are thinking, boy, I don't have very many. That's okay, because there is a success cycle. It's a motivation cycle. When you do something for the first time and you see it work and you see the success, your belief goes up that this works. And once you start seeing magic happen, once you start seeing something occur that you didn't know how it would occur because you couldn't see how by looking at your radar screen, all of a sudden you start believing, this is possible, this is possible, this stuff works, this stuff works. And all of a sudden, the dreams that you have burning desires for, all of a sudden now start getting matched up with a belief that you can actually achieve them. So the belief level starts going up, which is what Napoleon Hill said. Define your dream and get a burning desire for its achievement. But the key is believe. Now, this is a scriptural principle as well. For those of you who are Christians, and we know we have Muslims here, and you're Hindu, right, Buddhist, and we have an atheist. We have a lot of different groups here, and this is not a religious meeting. But for those of you who are from the Christian background, scripturally, it specifically says this. It says, ask and you shall receive. And it says, you get not because you ask not. Asking is you putting out into the universe what you want. Putting out into the universe what you want is using your brain to think about what you want, which puts out into the universe a transmission of a frequency. You do that with high power and high intensity, with a long duration, with belief, it'll come back. Without any counter intention, it'll come in. And it says that. It says, ask and believe that what you are asking for, you shall receive, and you shall have whatsoever you ask. That's scriptural. So that's a scriptural basis. And there, and you're shaking your head, yeah? In your religious texts, it's the same thing. Virtually all religious texts give these same principles because they are universal and they're physical laws. So the key here to getting whatever you want is this. First, define what you want. There's three ways to define what you want. Very specific, general, or just, I just want to feel good. Okay? Those are the three ways. Think about it. When you think about it, you have to have a burning desire. If you don't have a burning desire, and someone says, well, you know, there's really nothing I want that gives me a burning desire. Do you want to feel good? Okay? You need to get a burning desire for something. Now, if you don't have a burning desire, we'll address that in a couple sessions. Actually, we'll address that tomorrow when it comes to money, if you don't have burning desires. But the first step is you must define what you want. And the best way to do that is take a piece of paper, not a PC,